Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now we're going to change tack completely because the search is on in County Mayo for a goat who's proving to be a skilled escaped artist and has just, we understand, it has now come, the search, to a happy conclusion. The goat that has been earned the name Houdini for her impressive escape skills after evading capture for a number of weeks. We're joined here on the programme by Valerie McHugh, who is from Burns Total Health Pharmacy, which is one of the spots that was visited by the goat. We saw the photographs of your pharmacy, Valerie, and the goat outside it. Tell us the story here.
Hi, I work in the pharmacy, as you said. I work in the pharmacy on Saturdays, and on the Monday, I was on my phone and somebody texted me this picture in the Western People of the goat standing outside our chemist. And when I first saw it, I was like, it took me a few seconds to kind of like come to terms with the fact that like that's our chemist, that's Kelch Man, there's a goat. And I thought it was the most bizarre story, but I sent it on to all of the girls in the chemist and we had a bit of a laugh about it. But then over the last 2 days, it just seems that like it's just been everywhere. I know Yo.ie did a picture on it, and it's been in a few publications, and it's, you know, we got contacted by the Irish Mirror to, you know, give a quote on it because he, you know, he just did a little photo shoot in front of the chemist. I think he might have been waiting for his vaccine. I think about a month too early for that. But anyway, it's so cool, you know, because as like it's such a difficult time, and we're catching on such a community oriented place. We're so vibrant, and you know, it's been really tough, the COVID-19 pandemic and the restrictions. And you know, as a chemist and as a team in Burns Pharmacy, we've been trying our best to be as positive and to help people as much as we can. And you know, for Houdini to be, you know, posing in front of our chemist, and for us to be the backdrop, and for it to be bringing smiles to people's faces, I mean, like, that's all we really can hope for anyway. So this is a nice little bonus.
Who gave the goat the name Houdini?
I actually don't know, but all I know is that he's named after the, you know, the illusionist Houdini. And I think that's because, you see, when he came to the town, I think he kind of tried to, like, I think some people tried to capture him, but he wasn't having any of it. But I know that he did follow a local man down to the local petrol station, and he kind of hung around there for a while. And I know, even though my friend Alicia, she's living in Kelchmaa as well, and she woke up to this horrendous sound of a goat outside her window at 7:30 that morning. So he was kind of just on the move. I know people tried to capture him, and I know that somebody did actually capture him.
Right.
And he was due to go to for his friends in Kelchmaa, but then he got away again. So I'm so happy. We're so happy today to hear that he's actually been captured properly now, and that he's going to be going to such a lovely place like the furry friends in Charlestown. Because, you know, as great and as comical as it was, and it's such a good story, and we were such a pleasure to be involved in it. I mean, we're just so happy now that he's going to go to a good home.
Well, it's definitely brought a little bit of crack to the afternoon, I have to say. Anyway, just when you mentioned the Furry Friends Sanctuary, actually, Emma's on the line here too with us on Lunchtime Live. You finally have some good news, Emma, after the 3 week hunt for Houdini.
We do, yes, and that is that she is a nanny goat.
Right.
She hasn't actually been captured by the rescue. She found her own way to her new home. She turned up with a lady that's local to there, who lives up the mountain, and she made herself at home, and the lady has actually decided to adopt her. So it's all a very nice story.
Nice, happy ending,
so
too.
It's all good, yeah.
When you first got the call about this, I suppose, what, you know, were you, did you take it seriously?
Well, because unfortunately in Mayo, I'm not sure if your listeners are aware, there's a lot of animals get dumped. And one of our resident goats, Uncle Buck, who we were hoping to pair Houdini up with, he was actually dumped quite locally to yourselves. to Kiltimar.
Okay.
So we thought, okay, we'll pair them up. But as it goes anyway, the lady is going to hang on to this little girl. But no, I wasn't surprised, because there's a lot of stray animals that just get sort of abandoned in Mayo and the surrounding areas. And the rescues that myself and also the ones that I work with, we're dealing with it constantly, day in, day out. And it's all very sad, really.
Right. It's interesting, the coverage as Ashley, or Valerie, apologies, I should say, mentioned there a few moments ago, you know, the photographs of the goat all over Twitter and outside Valerie's pharmacy, Burns Pharmacy there in Kiltimaha. And, you know, I think people are, you know, seeking out and looking for any little bit of, I suppose, humour that they can find, you know, but it's...
Well, this is it, yeah.
Hard to believe it took a goat to put, Kiltimaha onto the airwaves today anyway, but I'm sure it's put on for...
Oh, absolutely. It's all worked out well. I'm going to have a chat with the lady later and talk about herd numbers and that sort of thing. We'll get her settled and we'll get her wormed and hopefully it'll be a nice ending to the story.
All right, good stuff. Listen, Emma from the Furry Friends Sanctuary and Valerie McHugh as well from Burns Total Health Pharmacy in Kiltimaha in County Mayo. Thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.